Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Raul Gomez is from L.A., and he spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about an important aspect, and that is the financial impact on California. And the story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. We need immigration reform. Pretty much everybody agrees to that. And one thing they may not think about is the economic impact to states by themselves, in particular California.
Right. I come from California, and recently there was a study about how California is doing so much better financially than all the other states. In fact, I think we just beat Texas out. And so one would need to think why. And of course, California is huge on the agricultural business and also construction. We're building a lot of homes. And who does this kind of work is a lot of the immigrants.
It's sort of like with the immigration system as it is, we're driving with our foot on the brake.
Exactly. And what we've seen is that there's been stalls in this process. There was some bills introduced last year to try to get some kind of comprehensive immigration reform. And it, like you said, I think it is in somewhat of a it's somewhat stayed position, but we definitely need to continue pushing and bringing that up over and over again. There's a lot of things going on with immigration right now, but that is, I think, one of the main topics that will affect millions of people and millions of Americans, because these immigrants have American family members, so it affects them also.
Raul Gomez, this is Christopher Michael reporting.